Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Kitty, and I have with me today...
Cobra.
Also...
Silver 19.
And...
Vinatrix Fianza.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the July 1st update, the Great Arms Race, and some other things that, like our achievements and, you know, what events we'd like to see and stuff like that. So, how are you guys enjoying the Great Arms Race so far?
Ah, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I finally hit level 128. Yes.
127 here.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. So what achievements have you guys got?
I wasn't able to play the Grams race for the first week or so because my license expired. As a moderator, Sega actually renews my license for me.
Mm-hmm.
But with the forms being down, I was actually left stranded, so I had to actually pay for my license this month.
Sorry.
Dang.
See.
But yeah. It's worth it though. I mean, it's a great event and I'm getting a lot of great experience with it.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back. And hopefully we'll get to have the forms back up soon because we miss them.
We can hope.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I miss them.
Yeah. It's like that's how, you know, we're all able to communicate, you know, with the podcast and everything that goes on. You know, that's how I'm able to invite guests to come on. I'm lucky to have you guys here, like I said earlier. So
well, thank you for the invite.
Oh yes,
indeed. Thank you for having me.
You guys are very welcome anytime. Basically, the July 1st update had a lot of stuff in it, and the Pro Transer got a really good they got some basically they get to use traps that are, it's actually called a skilled trapper. So that basically makes it where you can basically, it increases trap damage by an additional 10%, giving you a total boost of 40% on trap damage. I mean, can you imagine EX traps with that? Wow.
Yeah, we actually got to see him in action. Ooh.
Yes, Silver 19 is a Pro Transer, so that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten the upgrade yet, but I'm definitely working toward it for sure.
Oh yeah, if you ever need help, you know, we want to do some gam runs too, because I'm needing to get the somebody said that's the best place to get the photon fluid, so I guess that's the best way I'll get it. Unless I get lucky with the S2 run of, I think it's the what is that run I've been doing? Don't you just hate when your mind just goes Evolution's Path? So that's the one I've been running, and on S2, S3, and it still hasn't dropped yet. But I've had people say that they've seen it, but they didn't go to them. So.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing, is you might get it and you might not.
Yeah.
If you get it, all right. If you don't, maybe next time.
Yeah. Just keep going till you get it. Yeah, so they basically got basic abilities also. I'll just go ahead and say they're all level 5s. Maximum HP plus and strength plus, accuracy plus, technique plus, defense plus, evasion plus, mental plus, and stamina plus.
Let's see, you've also got your weapon styles. You have your elemental weapon 2, you have your guard crush 2, shield style, elemental field 2, and sluggish 2, and extra styles. Skill Trapper and Photon Crafter.
What is a Photon Crafter? I gotta check that out. Let's see. Basically, it increases the amount of HP healed with each technique cast by an additional 25% or 25 HP, a total of 50 HP healed per technique cast. Hey, that's pretty cool.
Sounds very helpful for Master Forces.
Yeah, well, that or Acrotechers, that really helped them. So. Like, I guess if they heal, you know, it heal for an extra additional 25 HP. So, that'd be cool. Yeah. I haven't got to do that whole, I forgot what they call that, the support breaker. I don't really know what it's called, where a Master Force can actually use support techs. So.
Yeah, up to level 20. But basically, it's basically using the same effect as a store-bought buff, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just keep using my Magistarides. Unless I have, like, a really great Acrotecher such as Vinny in the party.
No, thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Yomi's in first, and GRM's in second, and Tenora Works is in third. So, as of right now, we have... How many kills there, Cobra?
Let me refresh the page. I haven't refreshed in a bit.
Yeah, there's a boost time going on right now.
Let's see. 43,047,315.
Great job, guys. Awesome.
I did notice that... Oh, I'm sorry. Notice that all three companies have a data point multiplier of 3 even right now.
Yes. I've noticed that. That's been that way for a couple days.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess everybody's got a cool opportunity there. Just hope that hope Yomi wins. Just throwing that out there.
Oh yeah, me too.
I can't disagree.
Yeah, it's like all three of us, poor Cobra over here, is going for GRM. But I mean, it's to each their own, you know. Everybody has their class of weapon that they want to use, and I hope that, you know.
Well, either way you look at it, it's still going to be a really good weapon, so...
Right. Everybody's a winner in the end, but, you know, there's going to be one with a little higher specs than the other, so...
And I have always liked the Nug, so it could be as bad as some of the Kabara non-grinded weapons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah. And I actually had, well, on PSO it's called the Prophets of Motov, so I actually had that. It's called the Motov Prophecy here. So I had one of those on PSO, and I loved it. I thought it was cute. I don't know if it actually had sparkles, though. I can't remember.
I don't remember. I think I've slept since then.
Yeah, I don't really know if it... I can't remember if it had sparkles or not, but I love how they're adding in the PSO weapons. I think that's a pretty nice touch. So, other than that, the Visitor's Memory, I've noticed that it gives more points toward, you know, your supply, you know, your choice. Like, for instance, I chose Yomi. It doesn't matter which one you chose, you'll get more points toward, you know, the one you chose. Because I don't know why, but I guess it's because you kill more monsters. But there's that, which is really fun. We've seen the Genfu Seal drop there a couple times. And the other day,
yep.
we saw one that was a neutral element. And I was like, whoa. So, yeah. So what's the most interesting thing that you've, you know, achieved or found during this event, guys? If anybody wants to go?
Well, like I said, I've only been playing the event for a good week or so,
right.
So I haven't found too much myself.
Right.
But I have leveled up about 5 or 6 times. I've gotten a good, you know, 4 or 5 AP points.
Very nice.
So... It's somewhat productive for me.
Yeah. Vinny, have you found anything?
As for me, I finally got an Akiku dog, and I also got a few Grinder S plus 10s out of the bases that I've traded in for. Also, this event gave me an excuse to level up my low-level character, and now she is level 75.
Oh, I'm slacking. Believe it or not, my character is almost a year old. So, yeah, she should be a year old, but now that I think about it. And she's only like 128 now. So, yeah. But SDH got a rare mission last night, and he let us run with him, and I thank him for that. Thank you, SDH. And we got to do that run. And that's when I hit 128, but I gained 1 level. We still got to get Cobra to 128. He's still 127. So.
Yeah, I'm not even too far away.
No. But
wait a second. Y'all ran with FCH last night?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I look for that boy like every night on PSU and he's never around. But when I'm not around, he logs on.
Aww.
Something's not wrong with that boy. I'm serious. FCH, I'm gonna find you and I'm going to teach you how a mod should play PSU.
Oh.
Ouch. That's frightening words.
Yeah.
Better watch your back.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, but we have achieved quite a bit of stuff during this whole you know, the whole GBR thing. Not GBR. You kind of throwed me off there, Silver.
GBR on the brain now.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what, you know, we're supposed to get like a 15% boost. So, yeah, basically. Yeah.
It'll work.
Yeah. So, basically, we've unlocked the 2-week Super Holy Light for all races. The 2-week free makeovers and clothes, should I say? Yeah, you get makeovers and clothes parts are half off. The event mission unlocked Seabed Echoes and 2 weeks of 10 times Casino Voyelle payout. And of course, that's the coins. I left that part out. And the event mission unlocked Evolution's Path. And of course, like I said earlier, we get the next GBR boost multiplier time, you know, get the plus 15%, and 2 week weapon and armor synthesis success rate plus 10%. So, and also we got the 2 week PA experience. We unlocked that not very long ago. So congratulations to everybody out there. So we finally did it.
Go team.
Go team. Yeah. Yep.
And now we only need to unlock the last two panels, of which next one will be at 50 million. That would be a 20% success rate boost for weapons and armor synthesis. And then after that is, of course, the grind boost.
Yep.
Plus 10%.
Which would be awesome for people that grind stuff. Of course, I don't, like I was talking about earlier, I don't grind stuff because I'm afraid it would break it. So, because
tell me about it.
It's like, if you see my palette, you'll see that I have hardly anything with any grinds on it. So, yeah.
I remember last grind boost we had, I was stocking up on S10s, A10s, and bases, and so on and so forth. And then then I was grinding some Splendor Roses and my LNKs. And then they just kept breaking, and you know what? And then I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna sell all my grinders, and I'm done with grinding, for now. And I almost went to a hospital with a heart attack. I swear.
Aww, I'm sorry to hear that. Like,
of course I exaggerate.
Yeah, me. I just like if I ever try it again, I have tried in the past. It's like broke. I'd be like, you know. So I close my eyes when I try. So. Yeah, there's like different, I've heard of different rituals people do. They turn off their TV, they walk away from it, they, you know, I've heard all sorts of neat stories. So what do you guys do when you guys are hitting the button to boost it a little bit, grind it? Do you guys have like a ritual?
For me, I rarely ever grind anything, but whenever I do, like I just sit there and I just stare at the bar and watch it shake, hoping that it doesn't break. And 9 times out of 10, it does break. So, I did manage to get a Splendor Rose to a 10 of 10 grind boost. So,
nice.
I've had some success.
Well, congratulations.
Like one.
Yeah, one, right?
Yeah.
I've noticed the Cs are easy to grind. You know, like C weapons. I know that sounds silly, but hey, it's a start. Yeah, like the other day I was watching Cobra. He grinded a weapon. It got to 7 of 10. And then he went for, I think, higher, and it broke. I was like, whoa. That's not good. That's why I don't do it. So, he seemed a little frustrated about that.
Just a little bit. My normal routine is don't break. Oh, come on.
Really?
And a few other choice words that's not family friendly or appropriate for the podcast.
Yes, please keep it clean.
But I think everybody does that.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, right? But yeah.
And as for me, I sometimes hold my breath. I sometimes look away from the TV. Sometimes I just contemplate life, universe, and everything for those 5 seconds. Why are the PSU gods against me?
Aww. Yeah. Let's see here. What else we got going on? What event do you guys want to see next? If it's any event you guys could see, what would it be?
Well, you know, I've heard about this Max Attack X or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it's pretty good.
Aw, man, you chose the one I was going to choose. So, yeah, Maximum Tech X all the way.
Yep. Next chance for the what is it called again?
Final Impact.
Yeah. Final Impact.
Yeah. And we owe that. We owe Final Impact to a friend of ours. We're gonna run till we get it for her. So.
Yep.
And we promise that. We promise it. You're hearing it right here.
So. In fact, it's a promise that we actually made back during at Absolute Zero.
Yeah. Was that Absolute Zero that had that? Or I thought it was Protectors. I think it was...
May have been.
Yeah, it was the Protectors that had the Final Impact. And we made that promise then, but we couldn't find one, unfortunately. We found one for Cobra, then couldn't find another one. So, before the event actually ended. So, this time we're going to get one for her. So, yeah.
Yeah. If the PSUpedia is correct, then the next thing that we should see would be what is it called?
Distant Memory? The GBR?
Yeah. GBR that includes Distant Memory.
Yeah.
Guardians Colony GBR 2nd, I think it is.
Yeah, Vinny and I were talking about that earlier.
Indeed. Yeah. We hear it's going to become the new White Beast.
Oh. Nice.
Well, can't really blame them because we get Lavis Cannons, Killer Elite, Redline, and the board, and a whole lot of other Siren and very valuable items from Dark Falls. And, luckily, this one is permanent.
Nice.
Oh, Lavis Cannon.
Oh, yes.
I never got one of those last event. I wanted one so bad.
Aww. Well, hopefully you'll get one this time. Yeah. No,
I mean, as a PSO vet, I had one on PSO, so I wanted one on PSU, but couldn't
quite get it. Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a, what are they called? What was it? The Huniworld? I had one of those, and I had the Ray Cassil.
Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Good grief. This dude, I'm serious. He has a thing for robots. Okay, so.
Just the Ray Cassils.
He loves the Ray Cassils. So, the trailer for PSO 2, he's like, yeah, Ray Cassils! So, everybody hide your Ray Cassils when PSO 2 comes out. So,
oh, come on.
Unfortunately, I don't have any news on PSO 2. I've been looking. I know that it's supposed to be entering some kind of beta this summer, but I don't know Japanese, so I can't be in it. But congratulations to all the people that got in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think supposedly people who registered for the alpha or the beta, whatever, are getting their invites or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to them.
Yeah, and I hope people post videos so we can see what it looks like. I'm like really excited to see that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, yeah. Let's rub it in really good. You didn't get in. But seriously, I really want to see what it looks like because I'm hoping that we do have, you know, maybe global servers, you know, so we can play with the Japanese side as well, you know, like German, French, and, you know, everybody. And be able to have the translated text like we had on PSO because that was so cool because you can, like, talk to anybody that way.
Oh, yeah. Like my personal favorite party had a Japanese, a Spanish, and I think it was a German.
Hmm.
So how did they communicate?
The pre-translated text. You can actually use the little. It's pretty neat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds nifty.
Yep, I think that was in episode 2. If I remember correctly, that's when they implemented.
Nope. Actually, it was like that from the start.
It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, I'm looking forward to all the PSO weapons. Like Silver, I also had a Levis cannon. And I'm hoping to get one of those too, but unfortunately, you know, I'm a Master Force, can't use it. Darn it.
Well, who says that you have to be able to use it?
Well, I can say I have one, you know.
Yep.
Just say, hey, I got one.
And make a very nice trophy.
Yeah, it's sitting in my common box. Over there.
Too bad you can't take like a weapon and mount it on your wall.
Yeah.
Ooh, just that would brag be very about nice.
It would, wouldn't it? Like, here's some more ideas for PSO2. We'd done this in one episode where we actually talked about stuff we'd like to see in PSO2. Like, I would like it where you could be able to lock your room, but not your shop. You see what I'm saying? Where they can go in and maybe expand on it a little bit. So you have, like, a bigger room and shop and stuff, because there's only a certain amount of room, you know, you've got in PSU. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, what if it could be, like, a house or something? Okay. I mean, just an idea. And stuff you can mount on your wall. You know, you have your posters, but what if you can, like, mount a trophy or something, like D. Ragnus' head or just, you know, just throwing monsters out there. I don't know. Mount a
Pucha.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty cute. So what did you guys achieve today? Look on my wall. So, yeah. That'd be pretty cool, I think. So.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So, what's the big achievement you've gotten today? Well, just look at my wall.
Yep. Awesome.
Walk in here and see Dog Facus's head.
Yeah, I like the whole you never have the same map twice kind of thing. I guess it's also the sporadic, you know, like it can change at any time. You know, like you have like a surprise attack. So that's
cut in mission or something like that.
Yeah. You'd be like fighting a monster and then just all of a sudden something happened, you know. That'd be pretty cool. I can't wait to see that. So, but yeah.
Sounds very exciting.
It does. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Oh, yes. And I kind of wish they'd show the Force class, though.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like a PSO, you can have like the human that actually was, they can also use text. But Cobra's hoping that you can buy the discs, kind of like in the portable version. You can, and also in PSO, you can just go to the shop and buy the discs that's already pre-leveled. But me personally, I actually like to level my techs, so it's like we kind of.
That's a first.
Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to see Digga go from like level 1 to 50, you know, that was pretty cool. You know, you actually see it progress. So, just, I don't know, I'm strange like that. So, but he's not too fond of being a techer. He says, I'm not techer friendly.
Nope, I'm not. I'll be the first to admit it. I am not techer friendly, and in all honesty, I haven't been techer friendly even in the first PSO.
Yeah, I was going to make a AMV, game video. Of Moment for Life, and then I have like a little dream where I say I wish Cobra would stay in Newman forever, for like a moment, you know, like for a life or something like that. I'm serious. I had like the little bubble and everything. He even made the Cobra character, which is so cute, like a really short Newman, and I got to, you know. Yeah, I was like, but I think he created over him. But do you still have him, or did you create over him?
I still got him.
Oh my gosh, he still got him. I may have you log on to him later and never I can see him. He's cute. he fits Hello Kitty too. I mean, just the two of them's cute. I bet it's like, oh man, what is she talking about that for? Yeah. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with the Great Arms Race and looking forward to the next event or whatever is around the corner. It's always a surprise from PSU.
Well, it would most likely be the GBR, since we are going to have a 15% boost on it.
Yeah. And I can just throw this out here. Our 1 year anniversary is July 28th. The podcast will be 1 year old.
Yep.
So.
Well, happy birthday to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Yay.
And let's see. I believe it is about a week after that is what would be exactly a year since I had started playing on the 360 side.
Yeah, I remember after the PC server went down, I was like, okay, you know, there is the 360 side. And I was like, come on, you're going to come over here, you know, because I'd already had an account there. And so I was like, I had one on the PC side, one on the 360 side. I was like, okay, come on. So, and I gave him my 360, and I went out and bought another one. And so he's been on there and enjoying it ever since, I guess. So, anyways, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just about to say I did something similar. However, I already had a 360 sitting in the corner collecting dust. But then it's just that, you know, it was collecting dust, and I was like, okay, isn't PSU on this? So as soon as they announced the closure, I went hunting for a disc, and oh boy, I had to go to GameStop after GameStop after GameStop, and then...
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it was, and as soon as I heard it, as soon as I got a copy, I loaded it in, bought my license there, and you know, just started leveling while we still had Mag Plus. So I was on Fortitecker still, and I got Vinatrix to level 75, and then, you know, went back to PS2 until it shut down, and then that, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of birthdays and 1 year anniversaries, the guild that I'm part of, Fantasies Advocates, we are going to host a fashion show for, well, actually my birthday, on July 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are advertising it on the PSO World Forums, so if you want more details, please consult that.
Oh, that's a pretty cool idea. So.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And also planning a bunch of other mini games, but yes, the fashion show. Looking forward to seeing everyone there.
Oh yeah, and I'm glad I get to be a guest host. Thank you for that.
Yes.
So.
And I'm going to be security.
Yeah. So Silver, are you gonna be showing up or? Maybe.
if I'm able to come, sure.
Yeah, if you're not busy. He's a busy man. He's a busy man.
Yeah, we'd love to have you there.
Yeah.
Well, it is summertime, so I'm sure I could probably make it, you know. Hopefully I can.
Yeah. He gets to go to the beach. I wish I could go to the beach.
Beach.
Yeah, it's like 100 degrees here. It's like, oh, man. Seriously. And we had a heat index. Okay, people, we're going off topic. I don't care. But anyway, 110 yesterday, guys. 110 heat index.
Oh, God.
Yes. So I was like, oh, this heat. And then Phil was like, I'm going to the beach. And I'm like, I want to go. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fun until you realize that your skin's the color of a lobster, and then it starts to hurt.
Ouch.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sunburns make me tired. I don't know why they just do that. I don't know if that's normal, but they just do. So.
Actually, judging from your area code, Eric, I'm guessing you're from the Houston area?
That is actually correct.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm also from Houston.
Oh,
I went
really?
To Galveston. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, then perhaps we can actually meet up one day.
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll have to exchange partner cards in real life.
Yeah, indeed.
Wow, we just made a connection on PS. Hey, it's pretty
all
cool.
All right.
Perfect.
Silver 19 levels up.
Oh, that was so cheesy. My little sound effect.
Well, it could have been da 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 da, but that's the wrong game.
There you go.
Well,
indeed.
Let me know how it goes if you guys meet. That'd be pretty cool.
I'd like to exchange, partner cards and contact information after the show, in fact.
Nice. You'll have fun with Silver 19. He's a pretty nice guy. I love, hanging out with him, and I love all my friends, like I've said. Every single one of them. They're like second family. Seriously. So.
Indeed.
It's like having my own little family on PSU.
Looking forward to it.
I'm being serious. So. It's like all my friends are pretty much my family on there. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I love you all.
Aww.
Yeah. I reciprocate the appreciation.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we both love all of our friends. I mean, it is pretty much like a family.
Yeah, it's like, and not in like any other game. It's like you can go and you can play other games, but it's not like any other game, you know. There's other MMOs out there. I'm not going to name any names. I've played in the past, and it just feels like you're put into the game and you can meet people, and then you go your own way, and then they go their own way, and it's like you hardly ever speak again. But on like PSU, it's like you see them, you know, you just start connecting again. So it's like a family. So yeah, it's like not like any other game that I've ever experienced. And I thank Sega so much for bringing it, you know, this to life. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that we'll experience a very long life ahead of PSU and many more with PSO2 on the way. And so that pretty much sums up how I feel. Thank you, Sega. I love you.
Yeah, heck, if it wasn't for Sega, we would never met.
Exactly. So exactly. And Edward, thank you so much for being at the wedding and doing the performance. Minister, couldn't ask for a better minister. And if you guys were there, you guys got to see the to buff and to heal and till escape dolls do you part or something like that. Till the end of escape.
Till the tall escape dolls run out or something to that effect.
Yeah, it was so cute. If you guys haven't checked it out, I actually do a webcast for this for Phantasy Star. It's the YouTube is Phantasy Star TV. You can just search on there, and it's in my favorites, so you can actually see the whole wedding there. And thank you for let's see here, I'm trying to think, homie G Dog for recording it, and there was another one, HC4. Yes, thank you for recording that for me. So I enjoyed it. And it was like the highlight of our PSU, you know, actually being on PSU was that there. And plus, you know, our family of PSU, which is all of our friends. So.
Hey, maybe we should make a PSU.
Do what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I said that I wish I could have been there to share it with y'all.
Indeed. I'm so sorry that I had to miss it as well.
Well, you were there in our hearts. So you guys were still there. And Eric, you were saying you wish we could what?
Yes, I wish maybe we could make like a PSU family reunion once the servers go down.
Aw, yeah. I don't want to talk about the servers going down right now, though.
It's too early.
Yeah, like we got a whole bunch of stuff to still come. You know, Red Hot Chili Pepper Jungle. It's really not called that. It's what I want to call it. For some reason, it's like when I heard it called the Red Hot Jungle, I was like, Red Hot Jungle, Red Hot Chili. And then I started thinking about Red Hot Chili Peppers because I don't know why. It just hit me, you know. I was like, okay, that's how I can remember it, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So when I saw the Red Hot Jungle, I was like, that's awesome. So I go on YouTube and look at videos of gameplay that, you know, they're people playing on the JP side and stuff like that. And then I've seen where they've had a mission release not very long ago where there's two forms of Hauser, which would scare me. There's the seed form, and then there's the other form of him that shoots McGid. I would be I'd be like running, and there's like these gates, like these little pan like things up, they're like gates or something.
The Atori encampment,
I think so. I think that's it. It's got like some, is it red or pink or some kind of fence?
Some sort of magenta laser
beam. Yeah. Yeah, so you got to basically, I guess, kill him before you guys can go through it. And then I'd be, like, running around, like, chicken with the head cut off. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be definitely nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. To say the least. But we hope that you guys do enjoy the podcast, and don't forget to check it out on iTunes, because we are on iTunes now and have been for a while, and give us a rating, because so far we only got 4 stars. So that's pretty much I guess that's it. You guys want to say anything else before we go?
Well I know a few people have asked me about this, but hopefully the Sega forums will be back up within a week or two. You know, I just keep checking back every day, and hopefully Sega will get back on its feet and we can get back to normal as far as the forums go.
Yes, we miss the forums. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
Get well soon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we're hoping that the forums get up and that we actually make it all the way through the Great Arms Race to reach all the panels. So congratulations for everybody out there that's achieved your goals that you've, you know, maybe achieved, and maybe we'll actually get all those panels opened.
We can hope.
Yep.
Good luck and good fighting.
Yes. Have a good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Star Podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast, and thank you for listening. Have a good night.